This is Passport to Texas. The Muse Wildlife Management Area, 15 miles northeast of Brownwood, received some new residents.
This is the site that we've chosen to evaluate the feasibility and the success of a translocation of wild-caught Texas horned lizards.
Wildlife biologist Devin Erksleben is site manager.
These horned lizards were collected from roadsides on private properties southwest of San Angelo.
Parks and Wildlife collaborates with landowners to reintroduce the lizards to areas where they once roamed, says Nathan Raines, a natural resource specialist from Cleburne.
We've had a lot of interest over the years in reintroducing lizards to properties, and we've never really looked at the feasibility of even doing that. Will they survive? Where do they go? What'll happen? So we're trying to just see if it's possible.
After evaluation, each animal gets a tag used for identification.
We then affix them with a VHF radio transmitter to track them to get daily locations on each lizard.
The lizards remain in a predator-proof enclosure for 10 days to acclimate to the area before being released and tracked.
Probably it'll be several years before we really know what's going to happen here, but we're very optimistic.
Learn more next week on the Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS TV series in a segment called Lizards on the Move. Check your local listings. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.